How's it going, guys? Got episode 65 here. Been doing it for a while. Today we got Thread Guy on the show. Welcome, brother. Good to see you here.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, of course, man. We're in the midst of what I would call a bull market. We got some Sol breaking out today. We got, you know, Bitcoin rate bumping up against all-time highs. Eat that 4K. I don't know. How's everyone feeling? Good? Are you choosing Rich?
I love the background, man. I love the background.
Yeah, I choose Rich every time. Thanks to Jaden.
You put me up. You need to zoom in because I think your green screen isn't quite working for you there. But
this green screen. I don't think it's the one, bro. It doesn't. Yeah. It's just like a chair attachment. I don't think. I don't know. Maybe at my other house, I'll get a better one. You know?
Yeah, there we go.
This is the summer house.
Cute for Rich.
Our winter house, I should say.
Need a bull market green screen there.
I know. Yeah, I guess so, huh? Fuck. So, anyway.
Feeling great, man. What a week. What a week to be involved in cryptocurrencies. I'm glad we have Thread Guy on. Prolific trader, you know. Known for his trading as he came up.
Best on prolific risk taker.
This is going to be a fun show, I think. OSF, do you want to come in hot with your bit of the week?
Yeah. As you guys know, this show is sponsored by Rollbit, so check out rollbit.com. As usual, we'll have two codes to give away, and we'll do a loot box spin at the end of the show.
I don't think we're doing the codes to give away today.
Yeah, we're not. Maybe sometime during the show. There's a survey.
I just saw the question mark under where the codes are. So
wow, like 50% of the viewers just dropped now that there's no code.
There may be codes may be available during the show.
Oh, so this is our new route. Yeah, let's just like
you have to listen to the whole thing now, not just turn up at the end and cuss Mando for his oily face. So,
cheers. Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Robert. Send me a DM.
Oh, there we go. Love it. Love the solution.
To be fair, actually, we had Main on a couple of weeks ago, and then he has now since become a Robert.
Yeah.
So maybe this is going to be a funnel of people that we can get onto the Robert train.
Yeah, there we go.
Looking for good talent, you know, never know. So what happened this week? What's the wins and losses of the week? Anyone have anything? People seem to think I lost it all by saying I was shorting.
Yeah, talk conference. To me about that trade. Like how did that
I mean, out? Literally it was okay. It was like where were we? You know, we had just swept all-time highs, came back off, and fucking we were rolling over a little bit, and there was the bottom of the range. It swept it at 68K. So I was like, oh, so confident in the short, blah, blah, blah. Tweeted that. Maybe I shouldn't have tweeted that I was like uber confident in doing it with size. I mean, we instantly V-bounced right back to the above the bottom of the range, which I was using to short. So I covered nearly all of it. Went to bed with like barely any on and a stop. You know, I got stopped out around 69K. And then I woke up at 72 and people were like, KBM's a fucking loser. Like, what a fucking retard.
I co-tweeted
lost it all. Like- Get Kobe said LOL and really ratioed the shit out of me to make it even worse. I don't know. I guess I'm baby capo apparently now. And every time I post something, there's a lot of hate. So I'm just on a blocking spree now. I'm just cutting my followers down.
No way.
Blocking everyone. Yeah, you know, I'm just done with it. So they got me. I guess they got to me to the point where I blocked them all.
I had to turn notifications off after that one.
The what?
I turned noties off after that. I do not need this energy in my life.
Oh damn! See, I'm losing followers, having to cut people. It is what it is. Yeah, I shorted. Yeah, I was wrong. Big. I don't know. Fucking whatever. I don't think a lot of people get short-term trading or day trading. They think that like I'm just shorting and holding against me. I'm still doing super well this year. I don't know. We didn't blow up because of that move, gents. I'm sorry for the commenters.
Hey, it feels like KBM is back 2024 though.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely back. I mean, like the numbers are going up and quickly, so that's good. But you know, I just shouldn't comment anymore on Twitter about trades or shorts.
The thing is, you were in and out all the time, but then you only post the bearish ones. So everyone,
exactly, that is true. Just because, like, I mean,
you get more engaged on the bearish ones.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe like you can. There it is. So yeah, I mean, I don't post every trade. I'm not posting where my fucking entry and exit is. I mean, it is what it is. The life of a day trader trying to post content on Twitter is not easy because of how often you do change your position based on, you know, short-term price gyrations. Yeah. So
get yourself a new green screen with the profits. It's going to be
2024. Maybe. Yeah, no, I don't know. Maybe I'll buy a green room.
KBM, I think I saw you in a FaZe Banks stream recently. Is
Thread guy, you mean?
Sorry, yeah, Thread guy. Where is what's going on? Like, where are you living now? What's life like in LA for Thread guy at the moment?
Bro's been sick. So I've been in the house for probably like four or five months. Cross is in here, Banks is in here. There's a couple people. We just threw up vlog number one. So we fired the Probably Nothing account, which we haven't like talked too much about, but it's really gonna just be sort of like a side passion project, like content play. And we've been sitting on it for a while, trying to figure out what to do with it, just like holding the account, bought the IP. And then Banks did the trade for the Zombie Punk with Kalish from DraftKings. And it sort of happened like on a whim, like no one was expecting it. He like called Banks and was like, yo, let's do this trade like right now. So we like whipped out the fucking vlog cam, filmed like a little 10-12 minute video, and just like fired it to Twitter. And we're like, all right, fuck it. Like, I guess we're starting this right now. So we got some cool stuff coming. I got the camera out in the background here somewhere. What did you all think of the Zombie Punk trade?
I liked it. I was literally watching this last night. Cause I was like, oh, we've got TG on, and I saw like Leap tweet about Probably Nothing as well yesterday. So I was like, oh, I haven't seen this before. Like, what is it? And I was watching it yesterday. It's pretty
Can
sick.
Can you explain what it is? What is it?
As of right now,
Probably Nothing.
I mean, first of all, it's Probably Nothing.
KB. Oh,
it's probably nothing, man.
Oh, so this is like
it's a content play though. Like, it's gonna be like spaces that come through it, but right now I think we're really focused on like quality, like proper video, and trying to bring that shit over to YouTube as well. So like right now we're on Twitter. Right now there's gonna be the vlog series. There's gonna be a couple other sort of video things coming. Spaces are gonna get launched through it eventually. But I think the X factor is YouTube. Like, outside of sort of like Elio Trades and like Becker and this like hardcore crypto content, like no one has really been able to catch up on any views on YouTube. I guess BitBoy as well. But it feels like such an open opportunity, especially like you got like Drake posting Michael Saylor on his story. Like, people are interested in this shit again. And we kind of look at it like it's our responsibility to at least make an attempt to meet them where they're at. So some YouTube's pretty excited for it.
Nice. That's nice. Sick. Talk more about this house that you're in. What is it, like a stream house? Like the old school stream house over there?
You I mean, got we could TikTok like house? And call it like a content.
I know they might be banning TikTok in the US. You guys might have to move.
I know.
KBM's looking for an invite. Like, he can bring the chair, he can bring the green screen. Just like,
I mean, I wasn't, but I mean, if now that Manna mentions it,
I feel like he wants through. To come through. But no, we got the house is pretty lit, dude. We're in West Hollywood in LA. We got Banks in here. I'm in here. Cross is in here. I know some of y'all know Cross. And then Sam, who's like a Chad dev. And so we're really just in there like fucking degenning 24/7, doing crypto, like all types of crypto stuff. People are trading. Like, now we're filming a lot. I mean, bro, I was in the basement this time a year ago. Like, I was in Virginia in mom's basement, like running around bear market, fucking hosting spaces on the wired earbuds. I think I moved to LA in like May. I was living with Leap for a while, Airbnbs, like bouncing around. And then this opportunity came about, and it was like, I haven't slept in the same bed for more than 2 weeks. Like, fuck it, I'm moving in. And we've been firing. So I guess you could call it a
content. Nice.
It's content house.
It's giga cringe, but I'll go with it for now.
So people talk about hoflation. What about froflation? How much is your haircut costing you these days?
I'm having all Nick, NFT Nick, choose Rich on the pod on Friday. So I was like, bro, I gotta choose Rich, get a fucking designer haircut. So I spent 200 United States
dollars
on a haircut.
From the mom's basement to $200.
Like, bro, if you're gonna choose Rich, you gotta be the Rich. You gotta live the Rich. You have to channel it. So I got a salon cut yesterday.
Wow.
That is wild.
Choose Rich.
Can you get a refund or
you gotta grow it back out?
They don't do Roman codes at the barbershop, man.
Wow, that is quite a journey from you, from mom's basement to a $200 haircut. So yeah, when you have had some big wins, right? That whole house, I know you're in with K Money. I know for a while, like none of you did K Money's trades, and then he started making so much money. You're like, fuck, I'm just gonna do
it. Bro, it got to a point like I faded him pretty hard on the whole like Pepe. Or honestly, I bought Pepe like when that whole run up happened. That like $1 million market cap, spent a couple thousand on it, sold it for like a 2x, and then just like a fuck shit coins. And it's like, watch Kevin run up like the craziest bag ever. And the painful part about it is like, we have this group chat and he literally sends every single call. Like he'll call me on the side, buy this. He'll call Leap on the side, buy this. Everybody faded him. And then he's just posting like market cap updates. Like, yo, 5 mil, 6 mil, 7 mil, 8 mil, 9 mil, all the way up. And I completely missed it, coped hard. And then the MOG thing came around. And I faded him the entire, I think the first all-time high, like around like 40, faded that entire run up. And then it came back down to like 7, 8, 9, 10. And finally I got a phone call from Kevin and he was like, yo, I know we haven't hung out in a while. I swear to God, if you don't put $10,000 in MOG like right now, like we are not friends. Like, don't listen to me. Do not call me. Like, don't ask me for alpha. Like, we are not friends. So I went pretty hard in MOG at like 8, 9, 10 mil. Honestly, this entire house did. Banks went hard into MOG, 8, 9, 10 mil. Cross went really hard into MOG, 8, 9, 10 mil. And I haven't sold a single coin, but that's one of my biggest unrealized wins in a while is the MOG trade, which I know some of you guys are in that as well. I know OSF can't say he hasn't sold a single coin. But I went pretty.
You were buying. He was. You were buying his coins. It sounds like.
That was that the biggest MOG holder?
No. I had to sell a few things for taxes earlier this year, and unfortunately, MOG was one of the ones that I picked because I was like, I'm just going to sell the ones that haven't moved, which is obviously a really dumb thing to do in hindsight. But I still have half my bag, so it's still been a good win for me.
I'm pretty dick deep in MOG right now, dude. I'm not gonna lie. Like refreshing the portfolio like 5-10 times a day type of thing.
Yeah. I feel you on that.
You got some listings, right? You got I'm in MOG. I don't know what is big and what isn't big, but I've got a bag. But it got some listings,
I don't
know
if I have a Mando bag, but like we got a nice little LA content house bag for sure.
Yeah, I got listed by crypto.com. Yeah. Earlier this week. It's quite cool what they've done because they haven't like paid for listings, or they haven't had kept supply to give to exchanges for listings. So it's taking them a long time to get listings, but it's done in a pretty cool way. I think that's a bit more organic than how a lot of the other shitcoins do it these days.
What are your thoughts on that approach?
I love it. Like I stayed in it. Like I've never to stay in a shitcoin. I mean, I bought this thing like in August last year, right? So it's a really long time to bag hold a shitcoin. But it was just one of those things where you could just kind of see, like, I think people had like the right mindset on it. And it wasn't about like, oh, let's pay, you know, gate.io like 50 grand to get it listed just to like pump it for 2 days. And then it was really like this whole process of building something over a long period of time, even if all it was just fucking typing in Gmog every day and then that was it. But sometimes that's all you need to create something. So I think that's why I really liked it. And then, yeah, just really, it's crazy to see it actually take off now, isn't it? So.
We had K Money on this show. I think it was last August, right? Or it was around the time just after Pepe had a run, like early summer. That was a really funny show. And I remember like KBM just being like, this guy was in every single shitcoin possible. I forget which ones.
There were other ones by now then.
There were other ones around there, right? Like I forget he was in a number of different ones.
He's fucking rolling. My problem with the MOG trade, like selling it, is I'm pretty active like trading the memes, but I don't like, I hate doing it. So I'm not like swapping in and out of like 5-10 coins a day. So it's like, I feel like if I'm not catching all of these like quick trades and I'm pretty balls deep in MOG, like I feel comfy sort of just like consolidating to what I believe is a couple winners and I can just like not touch it. So I like struggle to like swap MOG and just start like rolling into some of these other tokens. I can't believe I missed Nick. I bought a little rich, but I just like struggle to sell it, like knowing any bullshit I swap into is probably like vapor compared to this like vapor plus. So it's a tough one for me.
I think that's true.
Goose coin.
You know, we got the goo out as well. Like, come on.
Stay on.
The boots stay on.
You know, the boots stay on.
Boots are still on over here in my camp. I don't think I've ever been in meme coin this long. It's been like 96 hours. Wow. Baking this thing.
You're counting the hours, are you? That's
Yeah, we're boiling it down pretty granular over here. Trying to
I don't often see it. you in shitcoins, but when you do, you go hard. I remember you when you first went into Pudgies. Like once you really like something, you do put out quite a lot of content about it, right? I remember
Pudgies. Yeah, I mean Pudgies were obviously like S tier. Goose is like, you know, B plus tier. I'm not gonna like commit my life to Goose. I am gonna hold it for a bit here. But Pudgies, I was ready to lay down my life for back in the day when they were getting all that hate back on from CT, and they're like calling me a scammer. I was like, I literally wasn't paid anything to promote this, so I'm just I like the Pudgy memes. They were funny back then.
Obviously, like you three are trading with some pretty significant size. Like how often are you like buying new tokens on the like strictly the meme shitter side?
Like swapping. Very rarely.
Not really.
A lot.
Pretty rare. Michael's like deep.
But to be clear, I had a pretty bad liquidation probably 9 days ago. And since then I've been dancing in and out of shit, and it's actually gone pretty well. But yeah, in the last 24 hours, I bought Kappa. I'm big in Kappa right now.
That's great.
Big Kappa holder.
And I still like these like Donald Trump and Joe Biden. I think that
I think those are gonna hit, dude. I think so as well. They got something special about them.
So I've got a decent bag in both of those. Sort of bag that, you know,
would be like considered irresponsible in the real world.
Six figures of both. Let's see how those go.
Elizabeth Warren is a great one.
Yeah, I know. I like them. I really like the Trump one and the
Biden one. Yeah, for sure.
I saw that CoinGecko even has its own sector now for like political meme coins. So I was like, this thing feels like it could be big for this cycle. And I like.
I also just want to make it clear that I swapped a large retardio bag, a 10 mil market cap, to go all in on this fucking goose. So the boot better stay on.
Oh no. Where's Retardio at?
50 mil.
Wow, Retardio. Oh,
no wonder he turned the notifications off for me. I really just ruined that guy's fucking spring by sending him on this goose chase. I hope it turns up something.
Oh man.
Wait, man, do you not own Goose? Can you start buying, dude? Set a TWAP.
I don't own
anyone? Oh my god, it's on a dip. Why are you guys fading it?
Honestly, it's just not been coming up on the top most traded. So I just, you know.
Well, we need you to trade it.
That's the change. Mando, what was your liquidation?
Do I didn't amount?
No, like what
tell
what
us all the trading? Details.
Yeah, that was a bad one. I got liquidated on that Solana move. So like Solana. When it was at 142, I was up like 500 grand, and then I ended up getting liquidated at 106. And that was a comfortable seven figures. Of which I've managed to make back about I would say 60% of now, but that was a bad 24 hours for sure. that was a crazy drop.
Like that, there was no liquidity on the bid all of a sudden, all the way to 100. I mean,
yeah,
the bounce, of course, but that was a gross one for sure.
Do you like rage trade to try to make all this shit back, or are you pretty calculated after a large liquidation?
No, I mean, I was playing. The only thing about it wasn't that I didn't think I could make it back. It was more that like when you lose that amount, it's like poker. Suddenly you're back with a short stack. So like you have to take to get back to that level, you have to start taking more risks. So I actually didn't think I was taking that many risks. I did not see a 40% wick in Solana in 5 minutes happening. Like I just didn't see it happening. And then it happened, and I remember just being like, oh crap. But now that I've got myself back and made half, I can make easier plays, you know, like Elizabeth Warren. You know, I can go down. I was, for the last week, I have been fully out there on the risk curve buying.
So you didn't lower your size to grind it back, you just took shots.
Well, no, as in, I guess that's what I was saying, like I had to take more risk. I had to take more risk with a lower bag to try and make back the amount over that 24
well,
hours.
You had to, but like a discipline.
Yeah, I guess I could have done the main, like, you know, make 1% a day and make it back, but I wasn't going to do that. But now I can take less risk. Like I have taken less risk over the last 24 hours because I'm like, well, you know, it's easy to get a 2x in this market. Like every single day Bitcoin is moving like at least one time a day, you see it drop like 5% or 3%, and all these alts get absolutely smashed and funding super high. Like, people still believe, you know, that like Bitcoin, they have this mindset that Bitcoin is never going to go below a certain level. Like I said on our daily show the other day, like Bitcoin will go below 70K again. Just like, believe it. It will go below 70K again.
Impossible.
So you never. People are like, this could never go down 10% again. It's literally exactly. not possible.
So don't worry. Hilarious. Like you can buy those dips. And I guess what I wasn't expecting is how vicious the altcoin takeout is in every single one of those dips. If Bitcoin moves 5%, you're going to see some horrific liquidation in some of these altcoins. And those are just great moments to buy. So it hasn't been the worst market trade over the last week, because literally every single day what I've done for the last week is buy a ton on one of those liquidations. We've ramped up. We've then funding goes super high. And then literally every day after we hit at the high, we just cascade down once a day. It happens once a day.
Are you kind of scalping positions then? It does seem like a scalper's market out here.
Yeah, scalping positions on size, and that's basically how I made it back. And now
choppy as fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, on the topic of being balls deep in beans, is the whiff sphere funding being complete, is that bullish or bearish for our memes?
I don't know. What do you think?
Probably bullish. I don't know why it would be bearish. I mean,
it's bullish for whiff, but is it?
But I feel like in 2021, Moon Overlord was tweeting this. In 2021, that shit would have gotten filled in like 5 hours.
Well, it's really like, doesn't feel like there's any upside to it. I don't know. It's like neutral. It's like, why would I give money to this? I would just rather buy a whiff with that money. It's like, not like the whiff is going to go up 10%, but like sustain, I don't think, but maybe I'm wrong.
Whiff keeps on going high, man. It's 2.
Yeah, I just meant just because it's not on the fucking sphere.
Oh, yeah. Now this feels like a sell moment.
The hat on the spear.
Feels like a sell moment.
Yeah, I mean, unless they start doing it in loads of different places, right? They could start raising money to put in loads of different places.
I think it's pretty big, because like if you're on, they're going to be on the sphere for a week. Like,
okay, yeah, if you're in Vegas, you just be like, that's a dog with a hat. Cool. You're not going to be like,
It's less about it being on the sphere. I think it's more about the media coverage it gets.
Okay, and maybe it'll be some.
Presumably, it gets a lot of mainstream media coverage, and that's pretty big for the coin. It's pretty big for if you're a normie coming into crypto and you're trying to think like, what fucking meme coin should I buy? And you see this headline which is like, "Dog with hat up," wherever it is, 10,000% in the last 3 months as it gets onto Vegas sphere. You're probably like, "Oh, I'm going to buy that," right? So
yeah, and it'll cause people to like hate it and hate on it and say it's stupid, and that it should go down, and then it'll just go up more because memes are just fueled by it. Normie hate.
Exactly.
Like the trend, though? Do we think Pepe now does the same thing? Do we think fucking Popcat or whatever the hell starts to do this? Like, it feels like if this is successful, every single shitcoin is going to start to try and do this, right?
It feels kind of
take over the sphere.
100%.
Like, it's cheap for a week for 650.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I don't know the comps.
If you look at the stats on like how much viewership it gets, like it's pretty wild.
Hold on, we got a code. We have a code. TG Hair Day 3851.
TG
Hair Day.
Love it.
3851. Oh man, let's see who's listening. Somebody's gonna get this code and like a non-bot, maybe. All right, anyway, back to what we were talking about.
Did the bot like win all these fucking giveaways?
I don't know, man. We've been trying to do some research into that. I mean, like, we need a better way to do it if that's the case, but did OSF just leave to go try to do the code?
No,
I don't know. I mean, like, we're trying to be fair with the giveaways, but it's obviously not the easiest things. There's a bunch of fucking people trying to cheat their way in. But anyway,
I think this is bullish for meme coins. I think now that we have this new thing that people can do, I reckon a bunch of people try and do it. Right, like this is going to be so standard for all these people to try and do now. Pepe, no doubt if you're in the Pepe community, you're thinking, right, let's do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, there we go. Okay. Unofficial CEO of Whiff right there, baby.
Yeah. They've actually over-raised. I think they raised like an additional 30K. You know what happened? Phantom Wallet. They had like 100K to go, and Phantom Wallet just tweeted it, and they actually added an app on the mobile Phantom Wallet thing where you could just like go and donate within Phantom. And then in 20 minutes, like the last 100K basically just got filled.
Friction. And reducing the friction.
Yeah.
Love it.
So, Yeah, I think this is going to be fun. Maybe they could keep it on there for a week. For a whole month.
Whole month.
They raise enough, right? Imagine a month of fucking dog with a hat in Vegas.
Put the fucking pits on there.
Wait, what? Put some tits?
The pit vipers.
I thought you look for some tits on there. I was like, oh.
I wouldn't hate that either.
So yeah, what are you doing daily in this house then? Is this what you guys do? I didn't realize you guys were trading crypto as much. I didn't realize Banks was as back into this as he seemingly is. I know obviously he bought the zombie, but like, are you guys just trading shitcoins all day, or like
you know who's really deep, who's not on Twitter a ton, is Cross. Cross is like, Cross drives a lot of action.
Who's Cross?
I think it's Cross with a zero on Twitter. He was like super, super active 2021, 2022. He hasn't been around on Twitter as much. But they're really, really deep. They don't do a lot of the content stuff. Obviously, Banks does. I'm fucking in here running my spaces, running my shows, doing that. And I've been trading a lot of ordinals as well. Like, I don't think the rest of people in the house have been trading JPEGs. Honestly, I think I've been mid-curving a lot of NFTs. Like, Nick fucking Get Rich goes viral. I sweep Odagos, completely fade the token. Up a nice 30% instead of a 1,000, 1,500. But I had a pretty like Chad trade on the puppets. Shout out to the Guardians. Huge shout out to the Guardians. D's on that, Farouk on that. How have you guys been playing like the JPEGs? You've been buying ordinals. Obviously, ETH NFTs are, I haven't been touching them, but I've bought a few things on Solana. Like, are you trading ordinals and so NFTs, or are you fading the JPEGs completely?
Ordinals are just so obvious, right, this cycle. Like, we definitely bought some, not enough. Like, I wanted to buy the puppets very badly, lower price, and then they just started moving away from me, so I never really like got a full sweep in. But you know, there's no bag holders, right? So they just can keep pumping and pumping and pumping, and, you know, like, everyone is in the money basically in all of those collections. So yeah, I think those are going to be super strong. I have to say, I think like the vast majority of my trading has moved into like more liquid stuff this cycle. I do think the NFTs move, like even ETH NFTs, but probably later when everyone's made a lot more money and then they start to be a bit more like, all right, I'm gonna put it into a safe asset like a digital JPEG. But it feels at this point in the cycle, it's still meme coins and some of like the like just the basics that are like the basic L1s like Bitcoin, ETH, that I'm trading the most. I don't know about you guys, but
is all this like shitcoin money gonna flow back into shitcoins with pictures, or is it sort of like ordinals and like we're just kind of running back like PFP meta and that's the extent of it?
So much money to be made right now, right? Like, there's just so much money to be made. The opportunity cost of capital is so high. So the idea that like you're not in something that could pump within 24 hours seems tough.
Yeah,
right. It seems tough because it doesn't feel like the sort of time to be like, oh right, just hodl, because it's not like nothing else is going on and you're like, your assets is going to perform well in that environment. It's like a lot of shit's going on. People are screenshotting crazy gains on Solana shitcoin. So if you're just holding some asset which is going lower in that world, then it's tough.
It feels bad. You just want to liquidate it.
Solana NFTs like have to catch a bid at some point, right? It's like all the shitcoin meme coin actions happening on Solana. People are printing on Sol shitcoins. Like there has to be a rotation back to Solana.
You think it's those Badagos? Like,
or am I
the
curve on that? Yeah, but
maybe too mid for the time being, but it'll work eventually.
There's like nothing else to buy on fucking Solana. Like, I don't have any Mad Lads.
Yeah,
I have Bodagos, and like that is literally it on Solana.
Mando SF, when are you guys gonna buy back 75 apes soon? Let me cover on that.
Yeah, we had a bit of a conversation about it, but yeah, it's not. it's not what bad. We just said. Like, we think it's a good thing to own right now. Like, they will go higher from here. There's no doubt in my mind they're gonna go higher from here, but it's just not.
It's just like when opportunity costs.
Yeah, it's when. Like, it's no need.
It's going
to
be,
like,
yeah, what's the catalyst? It seems like
what is the catalyst?
Like, why, a little bit of a catalyst.
Because I think the good thing about them now is, like, even haters are starting to be like, oh, you know, like, they're going to become so, they're so low now that it's starting to become, there'll be a point where they become cool again, is basically what I'm saying. Like,
a shitload of cash on the balance sheet still? Or am I wrong there?
They do, but they also have a lot of obligations, right? They have a lot of things that they have to, like, do. So I don't know if they start doing some of these in real life in real life clubhouses. I think that could be a good way for like the community to rally around something again.
They've been talking about that for like 3 years.
I know, but that's a joke, right? Like that is the thing. I think like if they had something in Miami and they had something in like London or like Europe and they had something in Asia, people would fucking love that.
Hey, the fact that Kaleo like posted this chart 2 years ago and it literally played out one to one is crazy. Do you all chart NFTs? Like what are your thoughts on that?
Don't chart full stop, mate.
No, I mean I don't chart NFTs, but it's obviously like charts in general are just like paths of human psychology realistically and like buying selling patterns. It's gonna play out like a normal chart for sure.
I don't chart full stop, mate.
I don't.
He just goes on vibes, dude. Mog it.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Hey, where are we? OSF, where are we at with the Arbitrum shitters? I haven't touched them since our little.
No, since my size, my 24 hour trade in size, I haven't.
That was brutal.
Yeah, I haven't touched them.
Are there any shitcoins on other chains that you guys are looking at? I mean, like, is there any AVAX plays? I don't own it either.
The stuff on base about like Toshi on
base, or is that just going too far down the risk curve and like fragmenting your liquidity away too much, you think?
I reckon some of that stuff will have their day in the sun. The stuff on Blast as well, but it's just like, again, it's just you sort of have to bag hold it and wait for like the pump to happen, and then it's just how much money could you have made in that time to put into more liquid stuff that's moving. But I think
come up on Blast, right? I think
why hasn't Blast moving. Like
there's a few things in Blast, like definitely a few shitcoins in Blast, but none of them have really taken off. But there's this one called Pac-Moon, which is coming today, which I think is probably the most anticipated one.
About that and the time and shit.
It's launching. Not the biggest bag. That's all the detail is.
Do you have a bag in this already? Or is that?
Well, they're airdropping some to Blast depositors.
Blast depositor, yeah. Chad.
And there's like a ref code like loop, I think.
Yeah, and there's like a ref code thing as well. Wow. Yeah, it looks like some point today. They said between 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern time. So we're in play.
Okay.
The volume in Solana shitters is just. It is unbelievable compared to everything else, though. Like, yeah, if you bring up like Dex Screener, I would say 90% of the top 30 coins are just on Solana, and that wasn't the case like a few months ago. It has become wild. That's just like where everyone's. That's the casino. It feels like still.
Yeah, Solana. I mean, do you think Solana just keeps grinding higher? It hasn't been like a real momentum trade. It's been like a slow grind trade. Maybe it still has a little bit of overhead to clear on supply from the FTX stuff, or what's the play here? I mean, it's kind of hard to not see Solana go into 200.
Yeah, I think that clears pretty soon, and I think I honestly reckon like in the next few days,
it's just going to fucking ramp like 20% or something.
Yeah, it's just going to be 200. It's going to be 200 in like the next few days.
It kind of feels that way, doesn't it? I'm just looking at this thing, and
I got a text from my dad yesterday who has not touched crypto since I made him buy a $10,000 LeBron Top Shot. 2020.
What the fuck?
I know, sorry dad. Yeah, Top Shot and Mooncats. And
Jesus Christ,
he's like, what's this Mog thing? And we were, I was talking about it, yada yada. Next text is like, I want to trade memes, how do I set up a Phantom wallet?
Wow,
love it. That's
in like 3 years. He's like, how do I get on something?
How did he find out about him? Just from your
I think
dealings?
He saw like Whiff on like CNBC or some shit and was like, what is the hat? Like, what are these glasses?
Like, I must put my retirement in this.
He went to swap like a couple $100 in a Mog, and gas was like more expensive than the transaction. He's like, fuck this, how do I get on Solana? It feels like that is like the thesis.
That is true. That's
like, all my
hard.
Friends. Like normie friends that text me, they're like, fuck gas, how do I get on? Like, what's up with Solana? What's a Phantom wallet? I don't hold any fucking Solana, but it was pretty funny to see that.
It's a big deal. Like, that's why the exchange listings for the ETH coins is so much bigger, right? Because as soon as they can start being traded on exchange, like, it's not that bad. Yeah. But for the Solana coins, yeah, they can just get pumped right now. Like, the hold account is wild. Like,
yeah. It's so and cheap to inflate it, right? Like it costs you less than a dollar to just probably create 1,000 holders.
Yeah.
Whereas on ETH, it's super expensive to do that because of the gas. So I think the holder counts are not really like good metrics. And by that logic, possibly even volume as well, because it's probably very easy.
What holder counts? Volumes. What's the threshold you guys look at for if you're looking at a coin?
Solana's like at least 3 to 5x ETH holder counts for the same market cap, I think, because it's just super. You can literally gamble on a meme coin with a dollar, yeah. But I don't know. Like, I think when something gets above 20k, I think it's you're like, okay, this is getting on Solana at least. You're like, this is getting pretty serious. On ETH, that number is usually like 10k, maybe. Because it's usually the same 5k people on ETH that are trading all the same meme coins.
Yeah. Like, I remember in the bear market, if a meme coin ever got above 10k per holder, generally it got sold pretty hard. Like, you needed to at least get to 100 million, you needed at least 10k holders. And then if it got above that, then it would normally get sold pretty hard. But then during this bull market, like they can get to like 30-40k even per holder. Like WIF only has 70,000 holders and it's got a market cap of 2.8 billion right now. So every holder of WIF basically has 40k of WIF.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you all this.
Very high.
I was around in 2021, but I was not really trading. I was just fucking tweeting. How does like 2024 meme coin cycle compare to what 2021 was, and like how did it play out last time?
I think it was mainly on BNB, right? A lot of the middle ones, a lot of the Solana stuff was happening on Binance Chain. But I think it was bigger, right? Like Doge and SHIB got to 40 billion each, right? At least. I think some of them even went higher on like different wicks. And you had all the different Doge related coins.
Pancakes. It was like siloed to just that, right? It wasn't like there was new ones popping up and new opportunities every day.
PancakeSwap was going wild, right? Like everyone was trading memes on BNB. Like,
do you know, I don't think they were as like pervasive into the market though. This is transcended into Normieville. Like I didn't even touch PancakeSwap personally, so it's like kind of like this is definitely more like normal people and just journeymen involved from the normal side of things. They're getting their feet wet here. It's a little more frictionless, I feel like, than PancakeSwap.
But yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
I don't really remember as much back then, but I think at least the market size was bigger. Like the biggest memes, Doge and SHIB are what, 20 billion now? They were 2x from there already. So
there's room to run.
The fact that SHIB is 20 billion and like it's never on my timeline. I never see memes. I couldn't tell you one person that holds it. It's like so fucking bullish in my opinion. Like that's why I can't stop.
Yeah.
Like I look at this SHIB market cap and I'm like, bro, how am I gonna fucking sell MOG right now?
Yeah, all those coins, the ones that at least stuck around, like even Floki, right? Like Floki, like who the fuck owns Floki? Floki is like 2 billion. It's because they're actually like meme coins disguised as like DeFi coins. So SHIB has like this whole DeFi ecosystem and so does Floki. So people feel like they're actually getting utility from it in some weird way. But I agree with you. I have never met an owner of any of these.
Like, as like a meme coin holder, do you want like a DeFi protocol built out? Like, do you want utility for your meme coin?
I don't know, but they've done well from it. Like SHIB clearly still has a $20 billion market cap. I don't think everyone can do it. And I've seen like attempts to do it before and it's never really like worked out, obviously.
How much of SHIB is just like, is the unit bias thesis?
What's that?
It's just that like, it's like...
price.
Oh, unit bias. Unit bias. Oh, I don't know. I think probably higher, right? That does help. But it hasn't really stopped WIF, right?
No, it hasn't stopped
a bunch of these, right?
It does make a difference because like I've spoken to people in real life, completely unsolicited, where they're like, oh, I want to buy Pepe because if it loses a zero, I'm going to make 10x on that. And that's like way more than some of these other coins that are already trading at like 1,000. So it is real. Like people are thinking like that because there's so many YouTube and TikTok videos that are talking about that, but
it's the people with light capital, right? Like they don't have a lot of capital to throw weight around.
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, obviously for stuff like WIF, there's an argument to say, well, the unit bias is nice, but it's so much easier to be like, oh, this is trading at 1 or 2 or 3. I want to see it go to 100. Whereas like with other stuff, you're like, oh, this is trading at 0.000008. And like, it's hard to like, it's hard for a normal person to like speak those prices. So I think there's both, you know, swings and roundabouts, I think.
It's totally the TikTok thesis. And they're like starting to pop up again. And it's like, I spent $100 and I have 400 million trillion like Shiba Inu tokens. If this even goes to a penny, like I'm going to have 100
million. Yeah.
So what if TikTok gets banned in the US? Like the House just passed the bill today. Is that bearish for meme coins?
Content House is coming for him on
Content
YouTube.
House is coming for him.
We're coming for him on YouTube, motherfucker. The TikTok thing.
I mean, it is interesting. I guess, a TikTok ban would be probably good for the US for sure, because it just rots the minds of everyone involved. But that's the boomer in me talking.
Bearish for traders, though. Definitely bearish for
left. It is, yeah, for sure. But we'll see.
Yeah, we need it for our shit coins.
FaZe Banks is going to save our left curve traders, baby.
So what are you buying recently? Like, have you bought anything the last 24 hours? Or you're just comfortable with your bags right now, and you just check the price every 2 seconds.
I'm pretty consolidated into ETH. So the majority of my portfolio for a while in the bear market was the when Jack Butcher did the Threadition thing, the mint for me. It was probably turned out to be like 75. To maybe 80 ETH at like 1600. I didn't sell a single coin, except I swapped like 10 ETH into MOG at like 10 mil. So I've been pretty much holding like exclusively MOG and MOG and ETH from there. Went pretty deep into puppets. I also bought a decent sized Doge bag, kind of like near the local top. Moon Overlord like got me. So I've been like Doge, puppets, ETH, and MOG, and I probably have like 15%, and I'm just like swapping around into vapor bullshit. Not calling the goose vapor bullshit, but I've been swapping into shitters, and I don't know. I've just been like really trying to pay attention to ordinals, just because like I just like trading NFTs more. I don't know how to like. It just like feels like the rotations are a lot longer. It's like a little less like PVP spiral to zero. So I've been like I've been trying to pay a lot of attention to ordinals. I haven't been trading a ton on there, like puppets, hold them. I have quite a few R6, and I'm waiting for runes. I think runes is going to be fucking. I think that is where I'm going to get back into trading.
What's runes?
Fucking memes, shitters on top of Bitcoin, like the new BRC20. I think runes is going to be pretty crazy post halving. That's kind of where I've been focused. Like I haven't been in and out of like shitters every day, trading a ton day in, day out, kind of like holding my bags here a little bit and just like waiting, trying to figure out what to do with MOG here. Like send it to a billion because I'm getting edged pretty hard. But I feel like ordinals is where like I have real opportunity to make some crazy plays here. I just like enjoy trading JPEGs more than I do the shitters.
Yeah. I think you're right. If I was to pick one theme over the next like month or two, which is going to be the biggest thing in terms of like 100x moves, it's going to be this runes thing. Like it's the new, if you can get a, because the BRC20s, they are pretty difficult to trade.
They are, they're impossible to trade.
Some of them got listed on exchanges. So like Audi got listed and a few of them got listed on Binance. But if they could create like an easier way to trade a liquid token on Bitcoin, man, it goes wild. And I think we kind of missed it, but it went wild in China mainly, and mainly in Asia. Like BRC20s, the volume going through there, even like right now, Audi, which is like a coin which you kind of need to be in the weeds to trade, is still consistently like one of the top 5 to 10. Coins traded in terms of volume. It's crazy.
You were really deep in Audi, right? At one point, or maybe
at one point, yeah. But what I mean is that the volume
is so difficult to trade. Like it's like there is friction to get into BRC20.
It's just the way the protocol was designed. I don't think it was designed with that in mind, really. Like and so it, I don't think it was made by Casey Rodemir, right? Like he's the one behind this one now. But it was kind of like backdoored in the way that it was originally done. So the only way to like make them liquid or easy to trade was to basically in exchange take some inventory and then they can just trade it around from there. So if this works, like, oh, that is just massive as an ecosystem that could build that. Like, I think the ERC20 ecosystem is about as big as Ethereum market cap, which is a few hundred billion, right? So if they can do that for Bitcoin, if that starts to replicate in any way how big the ETH ecosystem is, then it could be a massive ecosystem play. It will never be as easy, I think, as ETH to trade. Like, it's just the way that Bitcoin is. It will still take a long time to like confirm transactions, essentially. But if they just make it easier in terms of the interface, then yeah, I think you're going to see 100x moves in some of those, maybe even more.
I mean, there has to be like a fuck ton of tokens that hit a billion plus on top of runes. Like, for me, it was the I used to do nothing with Bitcoin. Like, I did not pay attention to ordinals like the entire first year until the Moon Overlord thesis. Because I feel like the first wave of ordinals was like rare sats and like poop sats and low inscriptions, and they tried to like hyper complicate this thing. And like some of the ETH and Solana people went over and they were like, Bitcoin has the most money, therefore like the most money will flow into Bitcoin NFTs. And it was like, bet. I can get behind that 100%. And I sort of think it's the same thing with the runes. It's like if people are trading like MOG and shit on ETH with all the friction, all the gas, and especially what's happening on Solana, it feels like it's so obvious that runes is going to be like the cook of the literal century. And I'm not the most like technical Bitcoin person, ordinals theory person at all, obviously, but it's just like the left curve thesis of runes, like I can so easily get behind.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think, that's kind of the play for ordinals right now, right? It's just you get them for free. Most of them are going to be airdrops, or a lot of them are going to be part airdrops, part other shit. So,
I mean, if Bitcoin keeps going up, though, doesn't it make it harder for ordinals to go up in tandem? You kind of need like a Bitcoin pullback or consolidation, or else they get pretty expensive quickly.
Are you fading ordinals again?
Is this bro? I fucking love puppets.
Sounds like it.
I love puppets, bro. I'm just saying. I'm thinking out loud.
Show us that wallet.
I'm mid-curving, huh? Puppets are the truth. The puppets marketing is fucking fire. I love the puppets.
But, weirdly, they have gone down a little bit over the last few days, but then they just got bought straight back up. As soon as like Bitcoin becomes stable again, like there's a dip for like 48 hours, and then they get bought back straight back up.
I mean, the Node Monkeys got wrecked too pretty hard. They were almost at Bitcoin. I think they're down to like 0.55 maybe.
Yeah.
That was a weird one because I've never seen a project come out and be like self-proclaimed CryptoPunks of X and it like sort of catch on. Like, that is usually the like ultimate fucking fade this shit. So I didn't buy it kind of because of that. It feels like the Bored Ape to Node Monkey pipeline was like pretty one-to-one.
Yeah, I think it is weird. What I quite like about those collections though is that there is very little expectation from, because there's no trading fees, and it's really a lot of it's basically just art. So I don't know, it doesn't feel like as scammy in certain moments, or like you're not being sold some like weird dream of like we're gonna change the face of whatever. Like, this, they just feel like
we skipped the bullshit like roadmap expectation. Exactly. I love that though. We just like fuck the roadmap. We're gonna just, they're expensive to inscribe their art, like just send it. They skipped the ETH mid curve like theory.
So tell us a little about what you before we go to our final question, but like what have you got coming? I know now you do these individual interviews each week. Myself, KBM, OSF, never been invited. who have you got coming?
Asked if Rec Radio was on video or just audio. This motherfucker. I don't even think he knows we exist.
Hey, I was at your house.
All time will come. All time will come.
You did come over. You came over to the green screen house. You were here.
Yeah, I saw the green screen. No, the pod's been fun, dude. Because I like really focused on spaces and doing things of that nature, but video on Twitter like cooks.
Yeah, it's been like banging lately. There's like 5,000 people watching it right now. That's pretty crazy. The numbers have just spiraled to like exponential numbers.
It's going crazy. Video on Twitter is just like, it's a fucking cook, and no one really does it. Like, this is part of the thing with like crypto, like content. There's like a lot of trading sort of stuff. There's a lot of, like, the alpha, whatever. But there isn't a ton of, like the podcast, sort of, like, the entertainment side of things, like, quality video to consume. So I filmed, like, a podcast on accident with people. Like, it happened, like, so randomly with people. And I posted it on Twitter, like, 8 months ago. I got, like, 500,000 views. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? Like, this is a play. And I enjoy doing it. It's like, I'm going to all these events anyways. So I started firing the podcast. It's pretty much been, like, weekly now. The next episode is going to be, I have NFT stats with Sam, who I filmed right before the meme land announcement. And then we're going to do Choose Rich on Friday, which is going to be fucking fun. But it's like, bro, people just like doing the in-person stuff. And I like, don't get me wrong, I like the Zoom, I like the video chat, but something about, like, a quality one-on-one with somebody is just like, the conversation is just like so, you can just like go deeper, and people fucking like listening to it, or at least they tell me they like listening to it. So I've been firing it. I made a tweet yesterday too. I was like, we're averaging 200,000 views, I haven't taken a single sponsor, so Robit, I see you in the top corner there, send me a fucking DM. But I think I'm pretty, like, hyper-focused on the video stuff, because I just, like, feel like there's a gap, and no one's really filling it. So it's like, fuck it, I'm going to fill it over the next couple months here on CT.
Yeah, do it, man.
Yeah, the future's bright. I guess the final question we ask everyone before we get loot box is, what's your advice not to get wrecked out here?
Advice not to get wrecked is, do not follow my trades in 2024. Straight up.
I love it. The confidence is oozing out of you.
Do not follow my trades in 2024. Even though I've been hitting, do not follow my trades in 2024. Turn notifications off for keyboard.
Fuck. Oh, man. It looks like I just lost a couple more now that you said it. No, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming on. Stick around. We're going to do these loot box spins and give away some free stuff.
Of course, let's do it.
I think OSF probably has a code to get out, and
KBM next 772.
Let me get the loot box up.
KBM next 772.
I think they must have saw Jaden's face swaps. People are saying I look like him.
Yeah, I see it.
Oh god. Please, Lord. It's a fucking face swap, it's supposed to be. Anyway.
Kevin James one was always the worst. That one was like,
it was so good.
All right, let's get to it. We got the spins coming up. If you hear your name, please request on Twitter Spaces. So if you're listening live, viewer, you gotta head to Twitter Spaces and request to come up. I'm gonna call him out right now.
Are we doing it this way? I thought we might be doing it a different way now.
I mean, we never came up with a different way. You got to come up with one. Yeah. We talked about it, but all right. Consensual Animal Farm at Dopey Vehicle. Consensual Animal Farm. That doesn't sound like a bot. Soul Rabbity.
That's the best hand I've seen in a while.
Soul Rabbity. Grabo. Grabowski. The Big Grabowski. None of them are up yet. Soul Rabbity Gaming. _invest, the Big Grabowski, Consensual Animal Farm. I don't have any of them up here yet, so we might have to run it again, guys.
I just kind of want to meet this guy.
One. Yeah. Oh, I got Soul Rabbity.
Nice.
Let's go.
Rabbity's up. Consensual Animal Farm and the Big Grabowski. You got a couple more seconds before I run somebody else.
Consensual Animal Farm.
All right, intern, you want to do two more for me?
Hey, you got a shot.
Cyberpepe.eth.
All right. Cyberpepe_eth. And Parzival, I am Rins. Parzival, I am Rins. Cyberpepe.eth. Bueller, how is no one fucking, like, you guys are about to win free stuff.
I know, we have
Bored Ape the other day and they're not even showing up. This is just wild. There's Cyber Pepe.
Someone won a Bored Ape.
Yeah, they won an expensive one at the time. I don't know about now.
Yeah, hopefully they nuked it. All right, we got Cyber Pepe. I need Parzival. or the Big Grabowski or somebody like that we fucking called.
Redraw.
Redraw it. My Pacha.
My Pacha.
I got a PD3.
Got Parzival. Sorry, my Pacha, you're out. Parzival made it.
Cool.
I'm sharing my screen, guys. Let's have a look. Okay. We got a Fidenza in here. We're really packing board eight now. They're so cheap.
Wow. So like, we shouldn't even get that excited if someone wins one now.
Here we fucking go. You won a Last Orders OSF edition. The cheapest thing in the loot box. I am sorry about that.
Wait, what happened straight, to the Pepe guy?
Straight to the floor.
All right, here we go again.
This is Cyber Pepe. And
this is Cyber Pepe? Out.
Cyber Pepe.
Oh, hold on. Here we fucking go.
Really?
Oh, let's go.
Cyber Pepe wins a red guy. All right, Parzival, this is for you, buddy.
Okay, come on. Let's have a big win. Ooh! Okay. All right, you guys want a robot? Pretty sick looking one, I see, though. But look at that.
Sick, yeah.
All right.
All right. Good stuff. Thanks for coming on, Thread Guy. It was a fun show.
Yeah.
We learned a lot about the memes.
Good luck.
It seems like that market's not done cooking. So get in the streets and buy Goose, not financial advice.
On. Oh my God, look at that.
All right. We'll catch everyone later. Have a good one, guys.
I appreciate you all.
Cheers.